Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's back to work Monday, which means we're back to talking about work issues as we do on Monday mornings. And in this economy, if you're in your 40s and 50s, you may be particularly vulnerable as layoffs are expected to continue to proliferate through at least the third quarter of 2010. And if you're in the age group 44 to 55, you may be the first out the door. And that may be because you're quite successful, you're high paid, you're really experienced. All those things can actually contribute to your vulnerability in this recession. Beth Kobliner joins us, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So is it the case, and it's really depressing to contemplate, that success is a form of failure the way the economy is shaking out right now?
There's no question that this recession has hit midlife workers, if we call it that, especially hard, you know, harder than ever. I wanted to be clear that when you compare the actual unemployment rate for people in their 20s, for example, it's worse than it is for baby boomers. But when you look at this group of people, you know, experienced workers who have been in a career 20, 30, 40 years, they're having a rougher time than they ever had ever in the history of keeping statistics on this.
Susan Price joins us now. She's a 49-year-old laid-off professional. And tell us about your experience, Susan, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, you were paid at the top of your scale at the time that you were laid off?
Yeah, I had been with the company for 30 years, so I had progressed along and was making a healthy salary, yes.
And so in your experience, did that mean it was easy to lay you off because it was a big number off the bottom line?
I don't know how much that, you know, took into it. I think that the company was doing a lot of reorganization. I just recently heard that another group of colleagues, somewhat in the same age group, has just gotten their notice as well. So, you know, not sure if it's money related or point in the career related.
Right. So what's your educational background, if I might ask, Susan?
Sure. I have a bachelor's in business, a master's in organizational dynamics from the University of Penn, and in 3 weeks I will be finishing my MBA at Drexel.
And what's it like to interview for a new job with those kinds of credentials? Do you quietly mention them? Do you wear them on your you know, sleeve like a badge? What do you do?
Well, I have definitely updated my resume to reflect the newness of the MBA and tried to play down some of the other dates, which was some advice I had gotten from some career counseling, and really trying to remove some of the age indicators from my resume.
And that wouldn't include plastic surgery, would it?
No.
All right.
No.
So have you actually done some interviewing and found yourself in a pool of individuals who are not what we would call your peer group?
Absolutely. Most recently, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed with a local company that is a nationally known organization, and they had a very interesting style where they put all of the applicants in one room together, and the expectation was that we would go through a case study and then present it back to the management group that we would be interviewing with. So literally, you know, putting all those people together that were going to be competing for the same job, there was two women who I would say was under the age of 25. There was a young man that was probably under the age of 28, and then there was somebody that already worked there who was probably in her 30s.
I've seen that show. It's called The Apprentice.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. It was very interesting, and actually, in a lot of ways, it was a really good icebreaker because it got people talking, and you got kind of more comfortable with, you know, being there and so forth. So it didn't turn out as badly as I thought it might, but In the end, one of the young women was given the position.
Right. And I would say it's fair to say that you were highly conscious of your age in that environment, right, Susan?
Absolutely.
So, Beth, how unusual are Susan Price's experiences here?
Not at all. And we're seeing, starting with the recession in the early 80s, but really hitting now, the value of tenure, working at a company for a very long time, building up your career there, has started to erode.
And well, not only is it erode, it has negative value.
Well, to some extent, you know, you look at it, the problem is we're not talking about people now who have, you know, have 18 months to hold on to a job as it was in previous recessions, and you just want to hold on until you get your pension. We're talking about someone like Susan, who has a good 20-plus years left in a very vital
right.
career. So what we're starting to see is people like that look at it as, quote unquote, an opportunity. I mean, it sounds like such a cliche. Oh, great, opportunity. I lose my job. I have to start all over. But for a lot of people, it really is beginning to look like that. And people like Susan going back to school, going to internships, just sort of turning it upside down and figuring out, okay, how can I move on from here?
Well, Susan, when you make the argument, look, I have two masters. I'm experienced in business. Business is business. Do people kind of roll their eyes and say, yeah, but there's a lot of really strong candidates in their, you know, teens looking at the same job?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But I think also that there's a style difference and the companies, you know, for whatever reason, as businesses progress, they're looking more at task orientation versus relationship orientation. And
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, somebody of my generation, we're about relationships. We're about you know, knowing the folks that we're working with below us, above us, and laterally. And that's a lot of times how we get work done is through that relationships, network. There seems to be more of a focus on very task-oriented. Do you know how to do X, Y, Z? The questions are very pointed around very specific kinds of experience and background.
Well, Beth, what kinds of tasks do you think would be particularly marketable in this environment for someone in mid-career?
Right. Well, technology is the obvious one. You know, you got to know how to go on Facebook and to Twitter and LinkedIn when it comes to your own job search. But for somebody, you know, out there, I mean, there's certain fields like healthcare, education, government work. Those are sort of the vital fields that you might want to do a career shift. I'm talking to a lot of people who worked at a company 20, 30 years, like Susan, in, say, a computer company, and then have switched and gone into some environmental work because they were able to get a job there, maybe teaching, that type of thing. So I think we're seeing massive switches in the skill set that people need and what type of jobs they're getting.
Does a person in their 40s ever have a case to make that they're being discriminated against because of their age?
You know, we've seen discrimination cases go up to some extent. But the fact is, first of all, to get severance, a lot of companies now say you have to sign your waiver so that you won't sue for discrimination. So that's kind of, I think, put a damper on that. I think mostly what we're seeing is just a shift. And people now are sort of entering this phase where they have 20, 25 years. They've left this company, not by choice, but because they had to. Now they're trying to figure out what they have to do.
Does retraining work if you're mid-career?
It really does. You know, there's some good websites, Encore.org, where they have internships and job listings and training programs. There's something called Workforce50.com. Employers actually actively looking for midlife career people. Mm. And, you know, going to alumni networks. There's all kind of networking going on. Again, you might want to learn how to do it online. And the other interesting thing is the trend toward temping.
Right.
A lot of people
right.
now, you know, right. temp, my gosh, who would do that in their 40s? But now it's something people are considering.
Susan Price, before we go, what are you going to do today?
Today, I actually am interning at a local skincare company, getting some different skills and getting the chance to work with a small organization. So I'll be wrapping that up at the end of August, and then I'll really be jumping into the job search as I'm finishing up the MBA.
All right, Susan. Well, good luck on both the MBA and the job search. Susan Price is a laid-off professional trying to find a job, speaking with Beth Kobliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
So that's the story for people who are mid-career, but what about you? Are you feeling vulnerable? What troubles are you going through? And what are you the most worried about? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. And if you want the full interview on either that or any of our segments this morning, take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.